Greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than
Yeah, I don't think that's actually happening, but if you're hearing that, you're probably knowing what's going on, because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and as you have probably surmised, I have just gotten out of my car. Where am I? Where could I be? Well, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, this is the Dubious Goals Committee. And even though we haven't heard it for a while, we do know that Tobe only goes to a few places. You know, Tobe, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. If I haven't mentioned it, my name is Tobe, and you are now listening to the Dubious Goals Committee as I overlook the Mulhall's property. That's right. If you guessed Tobe, you're probably at Harrenhaven. Well, then you are right. There are other people here. There's another car in the parking lot. Another car just pulled in. What are they doing? Oh, they're backing into their parking space. So yeah, I'm walking by the butterfly garden because I am here at Harrenhaven. And I'm trying to decide when to put on my glasses. It is a fairly warm day today. I think this guy's just sitting around. He's not getting out. He doesn't. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, it's a warm day. It's probably about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in metric. And it was not very windy at my house, but then when I drove over here, I had to drive by an apartment complex. They had a flag flying that was standing nearly straight out, but now that I'm down here in the valley, it doesn't seem to be as windy. All right, so here I am walking by the dragonfly pond, and it is frozen over. It looks pretty good. I don't know how thick that ice is, but I am moderately curious. I'm looking around here as I enter the forest. I'm going to switch glasses now. Take off the old sunglasses. Put on the moon glasses. And we're ready to rock. Okay, I have entered the forest. Everything is brown. Anything that isn't brown is yellow or gray. So everything is brownish gray, with the occasional dead yellow leaf still on some of these low trees. These short trees that are really more like giant bushes, whatever they are. I do not know. There's very little to no snow on the ground. There's a little bit of snow in the shadow of some of the logs that line the path. But otherwise, it is pretty dry. And I'm looking around in the forest, looking for dudes. But I'm not seeing any dudes. Unless they're well camouflaged. Oh, and I should have put those carabiners in my pants, because my pants are trying to fall down. Alright, I've made it to the crossroads. Gonna walk through the cut here and take another look out at the Mulhall's property, just to make sure we didn't miss anything. Are there any dudes out here? Dun 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 dun. Any dudes? Any dudes? I'm looking. I am scanning very carefully and very thoroughly. And I see no dudes. It's about... it could be warmer than 50 degrees. Is it as high as 55 degrees? Maybe. Maybe around there. It is nice and warm. I could have worn shorts, but I didn't. I should have. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because my shorts don't fit either. So I have to walk around with a hand in my jacket pocket to hold my pants up. Alright, as we circle around on the path here, the sub pond looks nice and frozen. I see human footprints out there. I was wondering if the ice is thick enough. There's some snow over there, though. Don't want to walk around in snow. So I think the first thing we're going to do, since I don't see anything interesting going on back here, I think we're just going to walk out to the boardwalk. See if anything's going on out here. People. So maybe we won't. I'm turning around. I gotta be careful of my back. Last night, I was watching some TV. Meaning I was watching YouTube. I'm gonna check this ice. It's good. I am out on the ice. Doodly doodly do. We're out on the ice. On a lovely January day. There's lots of footprints, a lot of people prints, a lot of child footprints here. And some other footprints. These footprints are just old enough that I cannot tell what they are. These are a couple of days old, the sun's been shining on them. They've melted a little bit. So, yay. I'm walking around. I'm not seeing much of anything out here on the ice. Except for some ice. Which is always fun. Huh. I should have brought my camera. Forgot all about it. Didn't even think about it. Did not even think about it. Alright, let's go over here and see what's going on. Yeah, so last night I'm sitting there watching TV and I leaned back, and as I leaned back, I felt a twinge in my back. And I was like, oh no, this can't be good. So I took some ibuprofen, and I don't know if that helped or not, but I did manage to sleep, and I woke up, and it seemed like I was okay, but I do have a weird tightness in my back right now. I gotta be careful not to make that worse. I might have to go home and put my back brace on. Not excited about doing something like that, that's for sure. Alright, the people who were out on the boardwalk have now left the boardwalk. Which way are they going? Are they going out? Are they going in towards the boardwalk? Well, here's how we find out. We start walking down here. I am now standing in Frog Harbor. Oh, wow. Okay, now we got something. Oh, he just saw me and he's moving. Okay, I'm standing in Frog Harbor on the opposite end of where we usually are. I'm not up on the path. I am in Frog Harbor on the ice, on the water. And let's see, where was he? 10, 20 meters. Out in front of me, there's a hawk just standing on the ice. And then he saw me, and he flew over there. He's about, 30 meters away now, sitting on a log, and he's working his way into the forest. Are those people coming this way? We'll see them soon enough if they are. So where did that hawk go? He just hopped up onto the bank. And he's hiding back in there. Somewhere. What kind of hawk was that? I'm pretty sure that's a Cooper's hawk. Where did he go? Oh, these people are going out there. And there he is. Okay. These people are going to get us spooked by a hawk here in a second. The hawk came out of the off the bank there. Now he's on the railing. Oh, he just moved. These people were going to walk around right into this hawk, but he moved. Yeah, that was definitely a Cooper's hawk. Oh, he was cool. Okay, so that's what we have seen today so far. One Cooper's hawk. Where was he? When I first saw him, he was standing right there. What was he looking for over here? Who knows? Some kind of yummy hawk food, I'm sure. There's rabbit tracks on the ice right around here. These are older rabbit tracks. Oh, shit. Did you hear that? Okay. Where do I go? There was a very bad sound. The very, very bad, deep cracking sound. I'm going to slowly move this way, distributing my weight evenly. I think we're good. We're just going to get away from that spot. Yeah. Move over here a little bit. All right. I think we're safe. Not that we really had anything to worry about. Yes, the ice cracked and it made a scary noise, but what you need to realize is two things. That was the kind of cracking sound that was a long crack, meaning the whole sheet was cracking. You don't have to worry about going down or going through the water there because, well, one, the whole ice shelf isn't going to tip. So you're not going in. That wasn't a puncture sound. And second of all, it's not very deep right there. Presuming that ice is about 3 inches thick or more. There's probably only 6 inches of water, about 15 centimeters of water under that. So it's not like I would have drowned or anything if we go through. It just, you know, makes a scary sound. And you go, and then nothing happens. All right, so I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. God, it's bright out here. The ice is just blasting me with sunlight. And I don't see any dudes right out here right now, so I'm gonna step off the boardwalk. Whoa, that heard that crack too. And now I'm walking along the ice on the inside of the boardwalk. Sketch City. Not really. I'm just wondering how far I can get out. I'm wondering how far I can go. Do 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 do. So, this is thicker ice over here. Maybe I should be walking over here. This is where it gets sketchy because this is where it gets thin again. I'm at the end of the boardwalk. Actually walking around the boardwalk. Here it is. Knock, knock, knock. And as I get out here now, I can see a bunch of goosers. There's geese all over the place walking around out here. I was sort of hoping to walk across to go to the spring, but there's geese between me and the spring, and I don't want to spook the goosers. But the spring area is very clear. It's not frozen over. There are a couple geese out there swimming around. And I wanted to go over there to look for scratties, because that's where the muskrats like to live in the winter. But I don't see any. And as I walk over here, there's a pressure ridge right here. Yeah, I can feel it starting to rise on my feet right here. And then how sketchy is this? Am I standing over the... Yeah. I am now standing right over the channel. This is like the only deep place of Heron Haven. This is where the water is deep. It's 12 feet deep from the weir all the way over to there. So I'm just going to back off to the side a bit. Get over here where I know it's safe. I'm trying not to hassle any geese. There's geese watching me, but they're not doing anything. I'm trying to see past the geese to see if there's any muskrats over there in the spring. It's still... Wait, what was that? It's far away. I'm looking at, geez, what is that, 90 meters? That's an easy 100 yards, maybe a little bit more. So I'm talking 90 meters. So I'm not going to be able to see much detail unless some scratty hops up onto that log. Not seeing anything. So, what I'm doing here is continuing on, kind of walking towards the big blind, which is just around the bend. But I'm not going to the blind. I'm going back in here into the secret lagoons. Now, see, this secret lagoon is dry. Oh, there's some ice back in there, but no. The super narrow secret lagoon is... Well, it's non-existent right now. Water level's not high enough. Water level is low, so I can actually see the bottom of the lagoon. I don't seem to be hassling any geese, but there are some sentries watching me. Going, hey, what that human dude is doing, we don't know. So I'm going to walk back in here. Some shoreline, and then there's this opening in the shoreline. And look what we got back here, a secret lagoon that cannot be seen from anywhere. I guess maybe if you knew where to look, you could see it from the road as you drove by, but you'd have to be driving westbound, and you're only going to be able to see it for about 2 seconds. You got to know where to look. But here I am in my favorite secret lagoon of Heron Haven. There's footprints back here. That looks like, well, hard to tell. That could be, that's most likely raccoon. There's a couple that look like fox prints though. Now, could I make it over this log? There's a log here that's a tree that's been brought down by a beaver a couple years ago. Some interesting cracks in this ice. How far back can we go here? This little secret lagoon probably runs 10, 20, 30, 40, 45 meters long, and it's roughly, it's about 15 meters wide, but there's a lot of trees and bushes and stuff on the banks that grow over the water by 4 meters or so. It's cool. I do love being out here on the ice. I didn't think we'd be able to go out on the ice for a while, but no, it's been so cold recently, and suddenly it's so warm. We got ice. Alright, so now I'm back here about as far as we can go in the secret lagoon. And it's awesome. It is awesome. Just a lot of trees. I am hidden from everything. I cannot be seen from any direction. Not even the road. The little lagoon here takes a little bend. This could be a good secret hiding place. What would be a fun thing to put right here that nobody would ever find? And you could build it in the winter. And then when things thawed, it would be surrounded by water. Now, of course, this is purely a hypothetical situation, but what would be something interesting to build here? Well, you know what would be interesting? Would be something like a pirate radio station. You know, like right here. Can't be seen from anywhere. There's lots of tall trees, and so you could run antennas up these trees. Nobody would ever see them, okay? And you could build a platform here. There's nowhere on the bank. The bank has got so much undergrowth and trees and stuff on it that you can't build anything on the land, and you wouldn't want to anyway. But right here, you could poke some holes in the ice, put in, you know, four posts, build a little table here, and then put your transmitter and your other electronics and stuff on this table. Have it be solar powered and have it on a timer so that, you know, it only transmits a couple hours a day when it's got batteries and stuff. So you got the whole solar panel thing and everything, and nobody would ever be able to find it. Basically what would happen is somebody was even looking for it, they would be able to use their, you know, direction finding gear, and they'd be on Maple Street and it would point back here and they'd say, oh, it must be over there somewhere. They would drive around and they would eventually realize that it's somewhere in Herrenhaven. And then once they finally got into Herrenhaven and started looking around, they would realize that it's probably out in the water somewhere. It's deep in the forest, somewhere where we can't go. Dun dun dun. Secret island radio station. Alright, well, I've sort of made my way out of the secret lagoon and I'm standing back on the main pond, looking across at the spring. There's like four geese messing around. I'm just not seeing any scratties. No scratty dudes. Alright, let's walk over here. The geese over there, they're kind of going, hey, what's that guy doing? I want to just sort of slowly work my way up to this main flock of geese. There are many hundreds of Canada geese sitting on the ice. Most are sitting, some are standing. Some are kind of walking by me here, 40 yards away, 35 meters away. Six of them in a parade. They're going over here to join this other group. Oh, there's some ducks out here, too. A couple mallards out there by the spring. How many mallards are there? Half a dozen? How many geese are there? Well, there's 25 there. There's another six joining them. And then over here, in the area sort of behind Goose Island. Uh-oh. I did not like the sound of that. Which way am I going? Going this way. There are many hundreds of geese. How many hundreds? Well, let's see. That's 25, so there's 100, 200, 300. Plus, there's at least 50. There's another 25, and I can't even see on the other side of Goose Island. Oh, but this is interesting. There's a little path here on the... I don't like the sound of this. There's a little path here in the reeds. This is about as far as I'm willing to go. I don't want to spook the dudes. And I don't want to start breaking ice. There's at least 400 Canada geese out here, just hanging out, standing around on the ice. All right, where do I want to be? Okay, I want to be back over here. This has a little bit more potential for safety right here. Because am I was I over the channel? Maybe. The channel exists to literally channel water from one end to the other. One end of the pond to the other. There's a spring over there in that corner. There's a spring over there in that corner. These springs and runoff and rain fill the pond here at Harehaven. And then the pond flows out of the weir. There's a little pipe and a little floodgate, so to speak. One end of the pond is sort of shored up by a dam that is one edge of the Mulhall's property. And so in order to, you know, deal with drainage and stuff, there's a channel that's been dug. It's about, 10 yards wide, maybe 10 meters wide. And it's about 3.5 to 4 meters deep. And it runs the length. When they put in the new weir and did all the dredging a few years ago, they dug this channel to make sure that there would always be flow. Because that's kind of the problem with Harehaven, is the water doesn't flow, you get bugs. Water does other weird stuff, you get beavers in here, and so it's all a matter of, you know, dealing with dudes and stuff. And that channel is the deepest part of Harehaven. You know, it's very shallow. I mean, if you were, you could walk around in Harehaven. I mean, if you had like waterproof boots and pants, if you had some waders, you could walk around in the pond and have your head above water the whole time. Hell, you'd have your waist above water the whole time. Until you get to that channel. So I'm vaguely nervous. I know I don't really need to be. Because even if the ice breaks, like I mentioned before, it would have to tilt an entire huge slab. A slab of ice that weighs much more than I do. And that slab would tilt and you wouldn't go in. Even if it tilted, you could just fall on your butt and use your feet to push on the edge. Keep you from going into the water. It's very tricky, but what you need to know is I am back on the path. I'm starting to walk out of here. I'm at the crossroads. Not much going on. The people who went out to the back are coming back out. And I guess we're not going to see any dudes today. Just because there's too many people here. But we did get to see that hawk, an ice hawk. And that Cooper's hawk was just standing on the ice. I thought that was pretty cool. We did see about half a dozen mallards and approximately 400 Canada geese, all just hanging out, sitting on the ice. All right, well, I'm about to walk out of the forest here in about another 20 seconds, so I should probably take this time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that likes to go to Harehaven every day at 1930 UTC. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.